a concern, all right, for, I know a lot of business people that I've already spoken to over the last week or so are very concerned about it, because it's not the 80 cent to the workers. I don't think anybody would have any problem with that. The real reason is that the overall effect of the rising labour costs, when you add that up, maybe if you have 6 to 10 workers in your employment, it's a lot of money at the end of the week. Because if you take that 80 cent and you multiply that by the 8 hours, it's probably 640, and 640, and you have 10 employees, works out probably about €448 in the week. And then you multiply that by 52, so you're probably over 23,000 a year. And that's probably where you look at the overall effect. And as I say, it's not any intention against any employees or anything, but it's the overall effect. And that's why I would call for the government to explore a subsidy or supports programme to help the business owners, to support them the minimum wage.
And yesterday we saw hundreds of hospitality, tourism and retail workers and business owners protest outside the Dáil. And this was a kind of cry for help from them. They've repeatedly said that the increase in the minimum wage and the higher VAT rate now is making doing business unsustainable.
Yeah, as a business owner myself, I definitely understand those challenges very well. And that's why I have written to the Minister for Business, Peter Burke, and also for Retail, Minister of Retail, Eimear Higgins, on that matter. And that's why I wish to explore that subsidy or support programme, one or the other, whichever we can do. But we need to explore and do something with it, because the 4% VAT, 4.5% VAT rate from 13.5% reduced to 9% would allow the employers to have that 4.5% to have a margin, which is critical in any business, is to have the margin to be able to pay the employees and to be able to keep the business sustainable and running. And for rural Ireland and rural towns across Donegal, we need that, because what will happen is if the business becomes unsustainable, and we need to, we will go through, and with our tourists coming through Donegal and our tourism, we will find that we'll be going through a lot of towns and villages, and there won't be a light on for them to sample the culture of Donegal and indeed Ireland.